case number 10,565, Michael Fishman, east of Road 271 Mersey Drive, being lot 281 within Canal Point Development. A variance from the side yard and rear yard setback requirements.
You both going to testify? You going to testify also?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let both come up then. We have your names and addresses. You can talk with us.
You won't be able to spell it.
Okay. Go ahead, names and addresses.
Michael Fishman, 19361 Mercy Drive, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
Sir.
Louis Ciccarelli, I'm at 148 Eastside Drive, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Can you explain to the board your request?
Sure. I am requesting a setback from the rear of the property and off of one side of the property so that we can further develop it with a pool, decking, etc. The reason for this, and I can explain this in photos, is basically because the property is fairly wide open. When we purchased the property, it was completely open. There were no homes around at all. Sales staff explained, once you see the photos, where the property line ended, what was ours. And of course, once we built the house, we realized that really wasn't the case. So we've spent quite a bit of time with Mr. Zaccarelli trying to develop the property to figure out what we could do with it. And what we can do with it is if we move back a few feet and we move over a few feet, we should be able to accomplish everything without having the pool too close to the home. And as you'll see in the photos, somewhat of a safety risk having it so close to the home, moving it out a little bit. The property surrounding us, good friends on one side who are in favor of this. Property behind us is open land, which belongs to our community. And then beyond that, it, I believe, is privately owned. Mm-hmm. Neighbors on the other side, that home is finished. They have built a deck. The way the property is configured, they're kind of off to the side. They wouldn't even see this. It's probably 150 feet away from them. So I can show those photos, pass them around. I think that, do you have plans of what they're proposing?
Yeah.
They have.
It's that right there.
I don't have those.
Well, we got that.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Okay.
It's in the gallery.
Okay, would you give them to the young lady at the end, please?
There we go. Thank you. questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Bourbon? Mr. Hudson?
No.
Hearing no questions, further questions? Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Yes, sir.
Could I speak?
Yes, sir.
Yes. The county setbacks are 6 feet from the rear and 10 feet from the side.
Mm-hmm.
If we kept the pool in those setbacks, the pool would be almost up against the house. And the danger would be so the proximity to the house, anyone falling out of the house into the pool. So we wanted to push it back for safety.
Mm-hmm.
That's the main purpose of pushing the pool, asking for a 3-foot relief in the rear and 3-foot on the side. The pool, we made the pool small enough so it's almost a spa. It's only 12 by 21. Make it any smaller, it would be almost a tiny pond.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sir. Thank you.
You said the dimensions for the pool were what, 12 by?
12 by 21.
Okay, is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
And one more question. It will have a fence around it?
Yes, I believe we're required to have a 4-foot fence, four foot high all the way around the perimeter.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 10565, as I don't think it'll alter central character of the neighborhood. No opposition.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10565. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion passed. Your case is approved. Okay. Yes, sir.